another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. On the outskirts of Midland City is the simple suburban home of Benton Harbor. Monday through Friday, during the hours of 9 to 5, Harbor is employed as a simple shoe clerk by a Midland City department store. However, on weekends, the simple shoe clerk quickly dons feathers and beak in order to swing into swift action as the crime-fighting, crusading Capon Chicken Man.
I'm up.
Oh, feathered fighter. It's Saturday morning. Time to rise up and strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere. Come on, up and at 'em.
Mother, I want to sleep.
Benton, you can't sleep. The commissioner's expecting you at the office.
Call him and tell him I'm sick, Mother.
Chicken man is sick.
Tell him I have chicken pox.
Now get up out of that bed.
I'm up.
Stand up on your feet. On your feet.
I'm on. Where are they?
Your feet.
My wings.
On the floor where you left them.
On the floor where I left them. There's only one wing here, Mother.
Now I want you to brush your teeth, wash up, and get into your chicken suit.
I can't find the other wing. Where's the other wing, Mother?
What about under the bed?
Now, Mother, what would another wing be doing under the bed?
Just look under the bed.
I'm looking. I don't know what another wing would be doing. I found it. I don't know how this stupid wing got under the bed anyway.
Maybe it just flew there. Watch your head.
Maybe it just flew there. Watch your...
Benton. Benton, answer me.
Call the office,
What's
Mother.
Wrong?
Call the office. I can't go.
Why not? What's wrong?
I've broken it, Mother.
Your wing? You've broken your wing.
My head.
Your head?
I'll need a big bandage, a tall pitcher of iced tea.
Benton!
A pile of comic books and lots of sleep,
Benton!
Mother. Especially sleep. Lots and lots of it. All I can get.
Oh, don't you think you'd be more comfortable sleeping on the bed rather than under it?
Yes, I'll just painfully pull myself up on the bed.
All right, that's it.
I'm up, I'm dressing.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
Don't need it.
I'll give you 20 seconds to zip up and ship out.
So long, Mother, and don't wait up.
Benton, don't you dare fly out that bed.
But wait, didn't the winged warrior leave the house without brushing his teeth?
Brush his teeth? Are you kidding? I can't even get him to eat his lumpy oatmeal.
Well, it's plain to see our hero is bound for a cavity. Can you combat those that cheat and steal without brushing after every meal? Wouldn't he be bolder with a fresh-smelling molar? Can he be trusted with a dingy bicuspid?